Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories.
A police union has released disturbing video of an incident involving an officer.
Look, bro.
The video, tweeted yesterday by the Sergeant's Benevolent Association, shows two officers trying to disperse an angry crowd at Grand Concourse and Morris Avenue in the Bronx July 1st. One of the men they were trying to arrest turned on the cop and put him in a headlock, holding him tight for several seconds as the crowd cheered. The officer falls to the ground, suspect lets go and runs off, and the man filming yells a few vulgar taunts at the officer. The officer is now recovering from a cut to the head. Suspect since turned himself in, but has not been charged. The sergeants released that video as they continue to fight a city council bill that would make it a misdemeanor offense, punishable by up to a year in jail, to use any maneuver that restricts a person's breathing. Mayor de Blasio is expected to sign the measure. The SBA tweeted the mayor and Speaker Johnson should grab the perps themselves. One side was supposed to be backing the blue. The other was reminding them of Black Lives Matter, and it ended in clashes in Brooklyn yesterday.
Look at me.
Hundreds of pro-police marchers screaming curses and worse at a few dozen Black Lives Matter counter-protesters at the Back the Blue rally in Diker Heights. Things got heated there. Reporters saw punches thrown. There were no arrests, though, and no reports of any injuries. City Councilman Justin Brannon is slamming the Back the Blue demonstrators. He says the event looked more like a Trump rally, describing the protesters' treatment of a small group of counter-demonstrators as vile and reprehensible. He says they threatened and insulted them. He's calling on the Republican and conservative officials, including Assemblywoman Nicole Malliotakis, former state senator Marty Golden, and others, to condemn that behavior. There's also a peaceful pro-police protest on Staten Island. That was led by the borough's Republican Party. There's word of arrests at a protest at the 46th precinct in the Bronx overnight. We don't have any details on that just yet. Meanwhile, it was a much more peaceful scene in Manhattan, where 40 days in, the Black Lives Matter protests go on, even after a run-in with an SUV. 10 when Samantha Liebman is following that story.
Black Lives Matter!
Organizer Luis says the group had to take a few days off after an SUV decided to speed through their protest near Times Square Tuesday. They tried to talk to the driver, but he kept revving the engine.
We had 25 bikes in the crosswalk, yes, blocking traffic. If you pull your truck up all the way to the line, you have no intentions of going a different way.
The driver only ran over bikes. No one was hurt. He was not arrested, and that's okay with Luis.
We don't lead with hate. We lead with love here, with empathy and kindness to reflect the world that we want to build. So one day we look forward to sitting down with him.
Meanwhile, protesters like Isaac say they have to continue to come out.
The budget that was passed was completely unsatisfactory, and it was not listening, and it shows that the politicians are not listening to what the people on the streets are saying.
Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds in Washington Square Park.
A terrifying incident on the subway in Queens is lighting up social media. Video tweeted out of a July 5th slashing of two men in their 70s on a number 7 train. Police say 46-year-old Patrick Chambers jumped up, screamed at the men, and started slashing. Both were cut and knocked down. They survived. Chambers was arrested shortly after the attack. The video is getting attention a week later because it was sent out by Manhattan Republican Party Chair Andrea Castamatidis. It was captioned, "Guess it's no longer safe to ride the subway in NYC," and I'm not referring to COVID. Police have reportedly tested the driver in a tragic Brooklyn crash for DUI. 50-year-old man was just getting his child out of the back seat of his parked car on 39th Street near Fort Hamilton Parkway in Borough Park just before 8 p.m. when the passing car hit him. The child and the mother, who was also in the car, were not physically hurt. The man died at the hospital. He's been identified as Jose Barrera. The driver, a 21-year-old man, did stay on scene. Police tell the Daily News he was tested for DUI. There's no word of any charges in this case so far. A disgusting postscript to Tropical Storm Faye in one Brooklyn neighborhood.
East 89th Street between Avenues M and N really stinks. That's because water-containing raw sewage has backed up in many of the basements of the private houses there. Roberta Sambora said it started Friday afternoon at about 3:30 when the heavy rain came.
I mean, I've got about, I'd say a foot and a half in my basement,
and it's just raw sewage. It's disgusting, and we've lost, we saved what we could, but everything else is just floating by. My cat was sitting on the bar watching his litter box float by.
She called 311 for help but hasn't received any. Colin Atkinson lives a few doors down. He too called 311. He said his washer, dryer, and boiler have all been destroyed. He said it's not the first time this has happened.
After Sandy experience, I would think the city would wake up. It's the same problem.
Sambora and Atkinson were told by the city that the pumping station in their area is broken. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds in Canarsie, Brooklyn.
DEP tells 1010 Winds crews are on the scene investigating. Well, it's one more pandemic problem for drivers. Even though Governor Cuomo granted an extension for vehicle inspections and the state is honoring expired stickers, the city, reportedly, is not. Gridlock Sam Schwartz saying the NYPD has started issuing tickets for expired inspection stickers, even though the governor said months ago, as long as you were up to date in March, you're fine until at least August. But Schwartz says the city's now handing out tickets, and so far they don't plan to automatically dismiss them. He is urging drivers to fight him. He said they should plead not guilty and use his column as evidence.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.